The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. When I think of magnolias, memories of Grateful Dead concerts and Gone with the Wind come to mind. While this prehistoric tree is indigenous to the southern United States, we can also grow some varieties here. And why not? Newer, hardy dwarf varieties make the trees more manageable in small spaces. Plus, the large flowers are loaded with fragrance. Ah, sugar magnolia, ringing that bluebell, caught up in the sunlight, come on out singing. The key with growing magnolias in the north is variety selection and placement. Southern evergreen magnolias aren't hardy here, but many deciduous ones are to zone 4. For large trees, try the saucer magnolias such as Centennial. They can reach up to 20 feet tall with light pink-colored flowers. The shorter lobner magnolias, such as Merrill, have light-colored flowers and bloom 2 weeks later, so are less likely to get killed by spring frosts. The little girl series, such as Betty and Anne, have darker pink-colored flowers and only grow into large bushes about 10 feet tall. They're more colorful than the traditional white-flowered star magnolias. In Zone 5 areas, you can even try the yellow-flowered Elizabeth magnolia that grows to 20 feet tall. Once you have the variety, plant your tree on well-drained soil in full sun. Ideally, plant in an east-facing protected location and mulch with wood chips to slow the flower buds opening in spring. Late spring frosts and high winds can quickly ruin the spring flower show. Watch for sooty mold and magnolia scale on the trees. Sooty mold is a fungus that forms on leaves when aphids are feeding. Spray insecticidal soap to kill the aphids. Magnolia scale looks like small bumps on the bark. Spray horticultural oil to stop their feeding. And now for this week's tip. Harvest asparagus now by cutting the spears when they're 6 inches long. For fun, cover some spears as they emerge with a container to block the light, creating blanched white asparagus. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Nicotiana. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.